On this Memorial Day, we honor the people who fought on behalf of our nation in times of peril and for the people who served and made the ultimate sacrifice. And today, for KCRW's Orange County Line, the OC Weekly's Gustavo Arellano remembers a man who fought and died and lived the life of an American hero, all the while never living a day as an official American.
Corporal Jose Angel Garibay served in the Marines, and although I remember all of the veterans from Orange County who gave their lives for this country on Memorial Day, it's always Jose's tale that I end up telling the most, because in many ways, he is the classic all-American hero story we in Orange County love to hear. Raised in Costa Mesa, attended Costa Mesa High and Newport Harbor High, your typical American high school student. Practice on the football team. Then he got into, you know, like Marilyn Manson. Then he got into, wanted to go into the military, ended up joining the Marines, went to Camp Lejeune out in North Carolina at a time when, of course, we were getting ready to go into the War on Terror. As part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, him and his Marines were some of the first people to be in Iraq to fight against the Iraqi forces. And he did so bravely. And on March 23rd, 2003, unfortunately, Garibay and six other American soldiers were killed, were ambushed by Iraqis who were pretending to be soldiers who were giving up and instead killed them. When Garibay died, I've made national, international news, especially here in Orange County. His family was given the heroes, you know, condolences, a big, huge brouhaha, and rightfully so. Again, typical all-American story. But in other ways, Jose Angel Garibay is the atypical all-American hero story, but in many ways, the story for Orange County, because Garibay, he was born in Mexico, and he came to this country illegally as a toddler, so basically culturally American, but he was never an American citizen. In fact, he didn't get his American citizenship until his family got it at his funeral. That's when he finally got his citizenship papers. So when Garibay was killed in action, it especially resonated in Orange County and across the United States, because at that time, there was that question of the so-called green card soldiers and Marines. These men and women from different ethnicities and nationalities who were not born in the United States, who were not American citizens, but were joining the military to be able to get their citizenship. And Garibay's case is not anything, it wasn't anything new. In fact, Mexican Americans have been enlisting in the United States without papers or not being American citizens going back to World War I. It's very well documented. But with Jose's case, it came, of course, in Orange County, a place that's notoriously anti-immigrant, in an era where there's always this question about whether Mexican Americans have loyalty to this country and whether undocumented immigrants even want to be a part of this country. And so in Jose's tale, you see so many of those contradictions or so much of that controversy. But of course, what cannot be overstated enough is that he died, whether he was an undocumented immigrant, whether you want to call him a Mexican, American, an Orange County kid, he died serving this country, protecting the freedoms of this country. And then one final tidbit, just to put it back into the present day, Jose is buried at Riverside National Cemetery in Riverside because there is no veteran cemetery in Orange County. And something we've talked a lot about here in the Orange County Line is how there are some veterans groups and politicians who are fighting to get a veteran cemetery placed here in Orange County, probably next to the Great Park in Irvine. And so my hopes is that we could one day welcome Jose and his fellow veterans who died giving their life to this country, those from Orange County, they come here to Orange County, and so we could give him his proper respect. So Jose Angel Garibay, thank you for your service. Thank you for your ultimate sacrifice, and may your story be known all across the country, and especially here in Orange County from now on and forevermore, every Memorial Day. Gracias.